The following shiur has been presented by Harav Noach Isaac Olbaum, Rav de Kahal Nachlas Yitzchak de Queens, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Let us understand, let us take a look what the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch tells us regarding to be able to be matir to enclose the Rishus HaRabim. It says the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Samach Dalad, Sibbeis, Rishus HaRabim Atzma, an actual Rishus HaRabim, Eino Niteres El Bedlosois. Rishus HaRabim cannot become mutter only with losois. Says the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, Kame de losois Tzrichin. How many doors, right, are necessary? How many doors do we need? So the Mishnah Brura there in Sifkot Nvav brings down in Machlokes Rishonim. Shittas Rashi in Ervin Davov Omed Beis, and also the Rif and the Rosh, that we need losois mikan umikan. We have to have losois. If you want to be matir at Rishus HaRabim, you have to have doors on two sides. The losa is on this side, and the losa is on the other side. However, it's Suras HaPesach, if you make it Suras HaPesach on this end, and Suras HaPesach on the other hand, it's not enough. And Yesh Poiskim, and there are Poiskim, right, who hold that it's enough to have merely an actual Delis on one end, right, as long as the Delis, right, is closed up at night. They are Neulois Balailo. So if you have a delus on one end which closes up at night, then it's no longer Rishus HaRabim, because the delus that closes at night, since it's Moneya the Rabim, from passing through Mishar Lishar, so therefore it would not be Rishus HaRabim. So as long as you have a delus on one side, and on the other side you have either a Lechi or a Koira, so that is enough. And this, as we said, is the different shittas regarding how many losois you need. So let us just go back for a moment and point out that regarding the Shaila, whether you need the Tanai of Shishim Riboy to qualify as a Rishus HaRabim, the Bir Haloche Ba'arichis in Semen Shin Memhei Siv Zayin brings down that the Ritva in Perik Ketzed Ma'abrim writes that Roiv Ge'oinim hold that you do not need Shishim Riboy. Again, the Bir Haloche brings down in Simen Shin Memhei Siv Zayin, he brings down B'Shem the Ritva, that Ritva wrote that Rav Ge'oinim are of the opinion you do not need Shishim Riboy in order to be a Rishus HaRabim. And the Mishnah Brura goes on, the Bir Halacha actually, goes on to be Moisiv, that Bevadai Mistavra came, that Bevadai, that is the Svara, that what? That you do not need, you do not require Shishim Riboy, because, says the Bir Halacha, because if the Halacha would be that in order to qualify as a Rishus HaRabim, you dafke have to have Shishim Riboy, first of all, how is it possible that the Gemara Bechlal does not mention this Tanai? It's a very important Tanai. It's an Iker Tanai. And therefore, when the Gemara discusses, right, in any place in Shas, discusses what the definition of a Rishus HaRabim is, if there is a Tanai that you need Shishim Riboy, how is it possible that it's not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara? Number one. Second of all, says the Bir Halacha, we all know and we are all very familiar that Chazal made a very strong gzeira legabit ki shofar b'Shabbos, that if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, that we do not blow shofar on Shabbos. The Chovim made a gzeira and they were mevatel amidst this esed the oraisa of tkiyah shofar. They mevatel this mitzvah for Klal Yisrael. Why? Because not to come l'deichil l'Shabbos. Chazal were concerned, if you would blow shofar on Shabbos, Shema yavirenu dalaramas b'shus harabim. The concern was that a yid may be mavir the shofar dalaramas in Rishus HaRabim. Says now the Bir Halacha, if you're going to tell me that the definition of Rishus HaRabim is davke, when you have Shishim Riboy, it's a dover shein motzui klal v'klal. It's such a rarity. Where do you find, right, where are you going to find b'chol tfutzas Yisrael, right, a public street that has Shishim Riboy? You're going to find it'll be one ir yechida b'olam. You'll have it, you know, one or two, three, four places. But certainly it is something which is very, very uncommon. So what is the reason that Chazal would go to the extent of making a gzeire, Shema yavireno da'olam, and to be yoikrim and sesed deraiser, for a cheshash that bechlal, in most cases, is not applicable. We don't have a rishus rabim. So Shema yavireno da'olam rishus rabim is a gzeire bechlal, it's not motzu, it's not shchiach. The fact that we see that Chazal made a gzeire, Shema yavireno da'olam rishus rabim, is mashma, because you do not need Shishim Riboy. If you do not need Shishim Riboy, then it's quite simple and easy to find many Rishuyas Arabim. And therefore Chazal made that Gezerim. Takel Amaisa, therefore, the Bir Halacha is Messiah. The Bir Halacha says, Umekol Mekoyim, nevertheless, meaning, even though I have shown, says the Bir Halacha, even though I have just shown you and demonstrated that it is mashma that Rishus Arabim does not need Shishim Riboy, however, ein bonu koyach limchoiz beyad hamikilim. But we have no koyach to be moichah on those that are mekel, because sheheim soimchim ala poiskim who oimdim bishittas bahag verashi, sof kol sof, the mekilim, those who want to be mekel have a leg to stand on. And that is namely that they can rely on the Shita of Rashi, but who is of the opinion that you do need Shishim Riboy. Now if you don't have Shishim Riboy, it's not a Rishus Rabin. However, it says the Mishnah Brura, Avokol Yerushimayim, Bevada Yesh Lahachmir La'atzmoi. But Yerushimayim La'maisa should be Machmir, the Bezmanenu, and should consider that even Bezmanenu Yesh Gamkin Rishus Rabin Ratoire. And Memela, therefore, Ein Lismoich Al Erev Shel Tzuris HaPesach. And therefore, if one is Machmir, as the Mishnah Brura said, Yerushimayim should be Machmir. If Yerushimayim should be Machmir, then we do not need Shishim Riboy. It means that therefore we can commonly have Rishus Rabim. And one therefore cannot rely on an Erev of Tzuris HaPesach because we need Davkit Losois. Right? As was mentioned. So if you look in the Mishnah Brura, actually, in Simen Shin Samach Dalet, Sifkot Meches, Mishnah Brura says the following. V'hine medivrei ha-Shulchan Aruch muchich de'ein ma'arvin rishus rabim ki'imed losois. From the Shulchan Aruch we see that one cannot be ma'arvin rishus rabim unless you use losois. Says the Mishnah Brura, u'be'ayoroi shalonu, in our cities, shemidig ho'ilam l'sakin al yidei tzuris ha-Pesach, af, even though shirchoi voiseo rechovin harbe, even though the streets are very wide, umefuloshin mishal ishar, and they are open from gate to gate, the gampo omim rabois hoilech derech hamelech toichir, sometimes the highway also runs through the city, so lechoiru umedine haver rishus rabim gomor al yedeze, so it would be a rishus rabim gomor. And therefore, says the Mishnah Brura, those cities that do make a Tzuris HaPesach, even though bepashtes it would seem that we have a Rishus HaRabim, and if we have a Rishus HaRabim, we cannot make an Erev with Tzuris HaPesach, we need losois. Val Korchor, therefore, the Soimchim ala Yeshoimrim Shibisimin Shin Memhei, therefore, says the Mishnah Brura, it must be that those cities and towns that use a Tzuris HaPesach to surround streets, because they rely on the Yesh Omrim that the Mechaber brought down, the Rishus HaRabim Loi Havi, El Imkein Shishim Riboy Boikim Boy, Vezeh Ein Motzui, as he brings down from the Prima Godim. Omnom, however, says the Mishnah Brura, Be'emes Harbe Rishoinim Cholkim Ala Yesh Omrim Hanal, many Rishoinim disagree, Kwan Shekasavnu Shon, as we have written, Besimen Shin Memhei, Va'alkein, therefore, is Messiah Nochemol, the Mishnah Brura, Avde Ein Limchois La'acherim, even though he cannot be Moiche, right? Cannot be Moiche, La'acherim, Hanoihagim Lohokal Al Yidei Tzuris HaPesach, Shekeinu Hagim Me'olam, because they have this minik from very long gone by, Al Pidas HaPoiskim HaMekilim Bezeh, Mekol Mokrim, however, says the Mishnah Brura, that Kol Bal Nefesh Yach Milatzmoy, Shaloy Letaltal Al Yidei Tzuris HaPesach Levad. Akaponim, we see clearly, this is the opinion of the Mishnah Brura, and as we quoted the Mishnah Brura and the Bir Halacha as well. It's Kedai to bring down that many Gedoyle Achroinim are of the opinion that the Cheshbon of Shishim Riboy has to be Davke, that the traffic involves people that are walking by foot, not driving through by cars. Because why? Because a car, Bepashtis, it is surrounded on all four sides with walls and it has a roof. So the car itself is the Rishus HaYochid. So it comes out that the people who basically who are riding, right, and who are sitting in the car, they themselves are in a Rishus HaYochid. So how is it possible, right, that the traffic resulting through cars should turn a mokim into Rishus HaRabim if the people who are traveling, they themselves are in a Rishus HaYochid? That is really the opinion of the Beis Ephraim. The Beis Ephraim, the great Goyen, Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolius, of whom I am B'tshuvas Chassam Sofer, you'll find out that it's very rare to find a Godel of whom the Chassam Sofer would write greater titles than he writes to the Beis Ephraim. We find he writes gewaltige titles for B'Kiveger, but you hardly find, again, to find such titles as you find, again, that the Chassam Sofer writes. The tremendous kovod and respect the Chassam Sofer had for the Beis Ephraim as being a Godel Hador. In any case, that's the opinion of the Beis Ephraim, that the traffic of Shishim Riboy, right, to be able to qualify as a Rishus HaRabim, has to be traffic, mean people walking by foot. You have to have Shishim Riboy walking by foot passing through. However, if the traffic of Shishim Riboy consists only by people sitting in cars, that would not qualify as a number of Shishim Riboy to make it a Rishus HaYochid. So too the great Goyen in the Shalsa Chuvas Yeshuas Malkoi, who is Rabbi Shuala of Kutna, one of the great Gedolim of Poland, in Simna Chavov, Simna Chav Zayim, and also in the Marsham, Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf Samachalef, who bring down again this opinion that to qualify as Shishim Riboy, you have to have Shishim Riboy Holchei Beregel, not people who are traveling Ba'agolois in wagons or in cars. Another kula that we find, and that is in the Eshel of Rome. Nor Chaim Simen Shin Mem Hei, the Eshel of Rome is the opinion that the number of Shishim Riboy has to be Davke Yidin, Yisraelim Davke, because being that the halachas of Rishus HaRabim is being learned out from Degolei Hamidbor, so therefore the opinion of the Eshel of Rome is that it has to be Dumia to the Degolei Hamidbor. The Shishim Riboy that we had in the Midbar, of course, were Jews. So Tain is the Eshel of Rome. If you have a street that may very well have Shishim Riboy, 600,000 people, but mostly consisting of Goyim. And according to the Eshel of Rome, to qualify as a Rishus HaRabim, you have to have Shishim Riboy Yisroel Davke. It's interesting to point out as well that the Beis Ephraim really opened up a door to be Mechadish a Dover Chodesh, and that is, he says, that possibly one can make an argument that we do not have a Rishus HaRabim Bechlal Bezman Hazeh. Why? Because being that the government, or as he says, Biyad HaMelech, being that the Melech, right, has the Breire, Laharois Velivnois, he can destroy and build. In other words, he can take a street and he can decide to close up a street whenever he wants to, and therefore divert the traffic and the public to someplace else. It means that the street never was really given over to the Rabbim. And a street that was not given over to the Rabbim, that they don't have Shlita over it, is not considered to be a city, right, to qualify as a Rishus HaRabim. This is mentioned, it's a controversial Chiddush, but again, another sniff, Lahokal, that we find in the Beis Ephraim to reduce the status of our areas, to take it away from the actual din of a Rishus HaRabim. In conclusion of this Nakuda that we are talking about, in terms of defining of what a Rishus HaRabim means, let us bring the very unique Shita, the Shita Miyuchedes of Agoyin Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in the Shal Zichuvas Igros Moshe, Erechaim Simen Kuf Lamates, it is on Daf Resh Lamates, Rav Moshe says that the Cheshman of Shishim Riboy does not have to be Davke on every street. You don't need that each street to qualify as Rishus HaRabim, that each street needs Shishim Riboy. But rather, if you have Shishim Riboy in a Shetach of Machne Yisroel accumulated, which was Yud Beis Mil, by Yud Beis Mil, if you have Shishim Riboy in that area, that is enough to qualify as a Rishus HaRabim. Meaning that if you accumulate Shishim Riboy over, right, an area of Yud Beis Mil by Yud Beis Mil, so now the entire area has a din of a Rishus HaRabim, of course providing its Tezayin Amma wide. This Shita, as mentioned, is a unique Shita. We do not find any of the Poiskim, of the earlier Poiskim, that should say that. But Kaponim, that is as mentioned, the shita and the well-known shita of Agonim Moshe Feinstein, that shishim riboy does not have to be on one street. You can accumulate it over a number of streets, and if you have over a number of streets within the area of Yud Beis Mil, by Yud Beis Mil, within that area of many, many streets, if you find within that area that they contain shishim riboy, then the entire area would be considered to be a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.